Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, a museum in Western Canada had thought they found a priceless ancient carving made by the indigenous people of that region, until a local artist came forward and said, no, that's mine. I made it a couple of years ago. The museum decided, though, to do what?
To use it anyway, because it's still local native art.
No, they were even more forward. I'll give you a hint. Like, la, 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 we can't hear you.
Oh, they just ignored the fact of it and
yes,
put it in their collection.
They basically said, we don't believe you. Last week, the Royal British Columbia Museum announced they had found this artifact that was used in rituals by the Songhees and Eskimo First Nations tribes, washed up in a beach. Very valuable, very rare. But then this local guy named Ray said, nuh-uh, actually it was me. He even provided photos he took of the work while he was carving it. But the museum is sticking to its guns. They basically say, you know, I think we're the experts on what you did and didn't carve. Thank you very much. And they're actually going to have First Nations elders inspect this sculpture and let them determine if the artifact was produced by their ancestors or Ray.
This couldn't have gone better for Ray. I mean, if his point was to just sort of punk the future by planting this artifact, I mean, this went hilariously well for him. It happened in his lifetime. And he even tried to stop it as an honest person, and they wouldn't let him. So I say, yay, Ray.
It's fabulous.
You get the feeling that they're just at the museum and the phone rings and they're like, oh, it's Ray again. Remember when Ray painted the Mona Lisa? Yeah, Ray.
All right.